The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Fitness Disrupted, a production of iHeartRadio. I am Tom Holland, and this is Fitness Disrupted. So just finished an amazing short run workout, hill workout. If you have not listened to my podcast on why you should do hills, you need to. Every time I do a hill workout, it reminds me how valuable they are for everybody. Every single person, do not care what your goals are. You can modify it and do it for you, your fitness level, and your goals. And the workout was very simple. It's good. Right about 30 minutes. I wanted to do 30 minutes. I ran just over 1 mile, flat roads, ended up at the hill I wanted to do my repeats on. I have about four or five right around me that I use. This one is a great one, steep. And I ran up it for 30 seconds. And then I walked down until my heart rate went under 100 and then jogged the rest. And that took about a minute. And I did that 8 times. So 30 seconds up, about 8 out of 10 intensity, so hard, but not all out. Walked down to recover. And by the way, the faster your heart rate goes down, the fitter you are. A great way to measure your fitness level. And again, did that 8 times, finished up at about 24 minutes into the run, and then finished up with just over 6 minute cool down. Came out to exactly 3 miles and just over 30 minutes. And I bring this up because it's simple and it's so effective. And that's the advice you're going to get here. Not complicated, based in science. And I have to admit that because I spent years, you know, training for marathons and Ironmans and things like that, and I still do, but I'm 52 and I need to do less and I need to focus more on quality and split up my run. So even if I'm going to do 6 miles, I might do 3 in the morning and 3 in the afternoon. And some days I do 6, but not all the time. So there are ways to modify as we get older to continue to do the volume and continue to be competitive if you want, but you need to make these type of changes. But I needed to fight the urge to go out for 60 minutes or to do 12 repeats. Consistency over time. Quality. All right? And that goes to this fit tip. Real quick, really basic, really, really effective. Two top weight loss tips. Got to admit, felt guilty writing that title, but it pulled you in, didn't it? They work. First and foremost, eat breakfast. Eat breakfast. I'm almost tired of saying it. And for those of you who say, hey, I don't want to, I'm not hungry, I'm just talking about the first meal of the day, people, and not waiting hours and hours to eat. Your first meal of the day is breakfast. And ideally, you want to eat a big breakfast and front load your day. And if you need to know why, listen to my podcast on breakfasts. Listen to the discussions that Wendy Erlbeck and I have had
over and over about the value and the research that shows people who eat breakfast achieve a healthy weight and maintain it. Front load your day. And that goes to the second tip. Okay. First one, eat breakfast, eat a huge breakfast, eat a healthy, big, large breakfast, fuel your body and your brain for the day. And number two, here's the challenging one. Here's the challenging one. I'm going to call it the 8 o'clock rule. So there's that myth that eating late at night is bad for you because the belief is, well, your body goes into hibernation mode, slows down. You're like a bear. And so all of those calories are processed majorly differently than if you had eaten them earlier. The reason people who eat late at night gain weight is because you eat a lot of calories late at night. And one of the reasons is because you don't eat enough during the day. And the wheels fall off. And so the vast majority of people take in the vast amount of their calories late at night. So here's the tip. After you eat your breakfast, and ideally eat every 2 to 3 hours, medium-sized meals, then you're going to stop eating at 8 o'clock, people. That's it. And the question about intermittent fasting, does it work? Yes, there is science to fasting working. But my rule of thumb is until you have healthy eating down, you don't get to consider fasting. Until you're filling your body with healthy foods, you don't get to not eat. Because generally speaking, the people who fast that don't eat healthy then just fill up with unhealthy foods. You can be skinny unfit. So you eat breakfast. Then you stop eating at 8 o'clock. Now, many of you will go, listen, it's hard. Because people who stay up late, generally speaking, too, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, you're eating. So you're not going to do this right away. You're not going to be perfect. So if you are someone who stays up late, whatever late is for you, it's relative, but let's use midnight as a number or 11, you're going to slowly whittle that time down. It's not going to happen right away. So you may start with 10 o'clock and for a couple days or a week or longer, stop eating at 10. And then it's 9. And then it's 8:30. And then it's 8. And for those of you who go to bed earlier than that, or need extra time, if you're going to bed at 9, you can move it back to 7. My point is this. I want at least an hour of not eating before you go to bed. So if you go to bed at 9, 8 o'clock. If you go to bed at 10, 9 o'clock. And ideally, a couple hours. And as I said, it's not easy. It's not easy. It takes time. It's not easy for myself. And when I am dieting down for a race, this is exactly what I do because I eat a lot of calories late at night too. Even eating breakfast, you know, the amount of activity I do, I'm hungry. So it takes me time. And so when I am getting ready for a race, it may take weeks. It will take weeks for me to get down to 8 o'clock because I do stay up late. And here's the thing. To accomplish what I am asking you to do, as simple as it sounds, to stop eating a couple hours before you go to bed, it only works if you eat breakfast and fuel yourself properly throughout the day. When you find it ridiculously difficult to stop eating at 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock, for those of you early to bed people, what does that show us? And myself included, that I didn't do it right, that I didn't fuel up enough throughout the day. In my opinion and experience, we should be declining our calories throughout the day. You don't need an enormous dinner. Can that happen? Of course. Life throws things at us, business, family, it's going to happen. But over time, getting down to stopping that mindless eating. And you're going to see when you try to implement this, you're going to be amazed at how many calories you take in late at night. Now, can you have a snack every now and again? Of course, you're going to have to. But I want you to learn that the bigger that snack, the hungrier you are after 8 o'clock or 7 o'clock, you need to revisit what you ate that day. And that's why people who generally maintain a healthy weight tend to eat the same type of foods and the same portions and things like that because they know what works. I'm one of those people as well. Final point. Back to fasting. All you people who really want to fast. It is so cliche to repeat over and over again. That's what the term is, breakfast. If you stop eating at 8 o'clock, people, and you have breakfast at 8 a.m., that's 12 hours. That is a fast. And for those of you who want to go longer, you want to do that 14-hour window, okay, eat breakfast at 10 o'clock. Or stop eating at 6. That's where I fast. Because if I try to go too long throughout the day without eating, the wheels fall off. The ghrelin, the leptin kick in. That's the hunger hormones and the satiety hormones that totally wreak havoc with our appetite and how much we consume. So there you have it. Two top weight loss tips. I guarantee you, if you put these into practice for a couple weeks, ideally a couple months, you will see major change if weight loss is one of your goals. You eat breakfast and you stop eating at 8 o'clock. It works because, pun intended, at the end of the day, it comes down to calories in and calories out. Thank you for listening. Please rate the show, comment. If you want to comment where you listen to the podcast, do that. We'd love to read those. If you can't comment there, reach out. Tom H. Fit is Instagram and Twitter, Tom H. Fit, fitnessdisrupted.com. You can email me through the site and the micro workout plan, latest book. And finally, brand new website going up or is up, soft launch, loading in all my content from the past decades, videos, workouts, everything, a forum, TomHollandFitness.com. Go right there, TomHollandFitness.com. It's the simple stuff that works, people. It's the simple stuff that works. Eat breakfast. Stop mindlessly eating late at night. And stop yourself. Give yourself that time, 8 o'clock, no more. And give yourself time to get there. Because it ain't easy. Thank you for listening. I am Tom Holland, exercise physiologist, certified sports nutritionist, and lover of everything fitness. Believe in yourself. Fitness Disrupted is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.